Life moves on. It just continues to move forward. Fascinating statement, right? Well, I'm just pondering. Had a very, very busy week. It's Tuesday, but for where I'm at in my career, being semi-retired, I've seen about 10 clients in the last 2 days. That's enough. You know, hour after hour of therapy. Oh man, I love my clients. I love working with them. I love being involved in their journey as they're seeking resolution for some very challenging issues. Just a side note of what it's like to be a therapist. So for this morning, for example, I've just got through doing 5 straight hours of therapy, 5 sessions in a row. And when I'm done, I usually have about anywhere from 4 to 5 minutes to prepare for my next client. Every client needs something different. Every story is different. And if you've been following my podcast, you've probably heard me say this statement before by the Greek philosophers, phronesis, the application of wisdom. What I strive to do in incorporating wisdom plus motivational interviewing and just drawing on the many years of experience I've had meeting with so many individuals in different scenarios. So again, definition of wisdom, phronesis, doing the right thing to the right person for the right reason, in the right way, at the right time, and in the right place. So as I'm meeting with each individual, we're consumed in exploring and resolving trauma, a lot of EMDR work, a lot of cognitive behavioral talk therapy also. And then when one session ends and set some simple goals for the next week, boom, another session starts, and my hat has to be taken off and another hat put on going, oh, this is what we're dealing with in this situation. And gone from, my goodness, what, even today, just a highlight, extremely successful professional woman finally getting to a point where she needs to do her work, that tons of trauma that has never really been dealt with and is overcompensated by being so successful in the business world. But when you get a little bit older, this typically happens in your 30s and 40s, is that it doesn't matter what success you're having in the world. These unresolved issues just will grab your attention. Carl Jung talked about that a lot in his work, that the unconscious mind just simply will not let you alone until certain things are resolved, because nature and our systems do not like open loops. We don't like things that are unresolved. And for us to feel self-efficacy or strength within ourselves, we need to deal with things. We need to confront things. And many of the times in life, we're going forward in life, and some, this is unresolved and that's unresolved, but then we got to continue to live and this trauma happens. And then our brain, our limbic brain, remembers the trauma. And then you've heard the phrase perhaps before, once bitten, twice shy. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to trust anymore. I'm never going to date again. I'm not going to do this again. And it's so fascinating that some of this basic information that I think is basic, people have never heard of before. For example, the ACE study, A-C-E, stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. If you Google it, it's a profound study. One of the most profound studies that's ever been done. Center of Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente Hospital collaborated on looking at what happens to us in the first 18 years of life, that the impact of negative experiences like trauma, sexual abuse, drug addiction, family members in prison, parents divorced, or unemotional connection with parents, and so forth. And explaining, you know, this to this one individual I was working with today, this amazing woman, extremely successful in the business world. And I said, have you heard of the ACE study? And they go, she says, no. And I explained it to her and she says, what? This totally fits with every single thing that I've been through in my life. Anyway, and then my next client is a client with some pretty significant autism and has a very challenging time functioning in the world, conflict with parents, unable to hold a job. And then my next client after that is an individual who's just trying to, in his upper 20s, wonderful guy, very athletic, trying to find his purpose in life, you know, pressured by very successful parents to do certain things in the business world, and he has absolutely no interest in doing that. He wants to do other things, and we talked about some of those things that he can do to become extremely successful, you know, in the world, perhaps sports psychology, or he loves helping people, and he coaches people in significant ways in athletic events. And I go, man, you just lighten up when you do that. But let me tell you how you can actually make a living doing that. If you don't want to become an accountant, which is just not his thing. And then my next client has significant relationship issues, is involved in a relationship and wondering if it's going to last or not because of all the trauma she's been through in the past. And then, you know, my final client today is like, it's the stuff you read about on the dark web. Not that I ever have. I've heard of the dark web. I'm not interested in reading it. But I mean, she's been trafficked throughout her life. And she was just describing some of her experiences. And she says, you know, I'm not really into talk therapy. I've done a lot of this stuff before, but I'm really interested in EMDR. And I said, that's okay. And I explained the EMDR to her, the ins and outs of it. And we're going to start that in our next session. And then it just goes on and on and on. Stories just change a little bit. But each client that I've been working with is just trying to seek resolution, to close loops, to find purpose in life, to find purpose. What is it that I am here to do? And just this thought in the book from Judith Herman, Trauma and Recovery. I love this statement. A little paragraph. Most survivors seek the resolution of their traumatic experience within the confines of their personal lives. But a significant minority, as a result of the trauma, feel called upon to engage in a wider world. These survivors recognize the political or religious dimensions in their misfortune and discover that they can transform the meaning of their personal tragedy by making it the basis for social action. While there is no way to compensate for an atrocity, there is a way to transcend it by making it a gift to others. The trauma is redeemed only when it becomes the source of a survivor mission. And I actually have a number of clients that I'm working with right now that's exactly what they're about. They're in very, very challenging legal issues, and it just tests them to the very limit. One of the things that I've heard over and over again is the challenge of going to the authorities and seeking resolution, seeking help. They're so disheartened by our justice system, so disheartened by the police. At the same time, they're one individual that I talked to today says, you know, but in the midst of all that, there are a few officers that I will never forget. They're the good guys, but they're few and far between. As a matter of fact, with this one young lady was telling about all the time she was trafficked and what she was in another state, and she said she couldn't go to the police because one of the police officers was involved in it. So can you imagine that? Anyway, just mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling. You go for help, and the very place you go for help, you can't trust that. Man, we just got to keep working on correcting that. We have to face the reality. That we face the reality that there just is evil in the world. There is. It's not going to stop, but we cannot allow that to make us stop trying to make things right. It's very, very challenging, and I'm so amazed by so many individuals that have so much courage. They're willing to put everything on the line to try to seek justice, to close loops so that they can heal psychologically. There is something to that process. Now, not everyone needs to be public about it, and everyone finds their own way. That's what I mean. Each person needs something different. And just, again, following up on a previous podcast, I would encourage you to spend more time slowing down, really being present with those individuals you are with. It's a sacred interaction. And I think there are some, I don't have time to bring it up today in this podcast, but read some things, heard some things recently about those synchronistic events, things happening at a specific time that has tremendous meaning behind it. And unless, and I think those things are happening more frequently than we realize, but we're so distracted, so dissociated from what's going on right in front of us that we may miss golden opportunities that can transform our life in a particular direction if we just slow down and open up to what is right in front of us. Anyway, just ponder those things. Have an amazing week.